Why don't you introduce today?
I'm really enjoying this Italian chicken. It's pretty good.
I'm happy that us and our listeners, and probably new listeners due to one of the topics today, get to start off this show by hearing James eat his Italian chicken.
I mean, they got to know what we're doing at this very moment. And I got to be honest, this is pretty good. Kind of like somebody making a ratatouille.
You've been setting that setup up. Before the show even started, James was setting that up.
Yes, I was. But welcome, everybody. We are the Disney College Podcast, where we talk about Disney and sometimes other stuff.
Yeah, like I got an update for you. The Kanye album is coming out next week, or this is out Sunday, so it is out on Thursday or Friday. So yay, Kanye!
Ooh, ooh wee!
Do you know he's been living in that stadium?
That's crazy. I'm surprised they like how did he like convert one of the areas to like an apartment kind of, I guess?
Yeah, and he's paying like, I think it said $50,000 a night.
Well, I'm sure they're not complaining about that.
No, but did you see he took someone's seat? There was a basketball game and he decided to go to the basketball game and he took the person's seat.
Wait, I didn't understand what that was about. So someone bought a ticket for that seat and he just decided, oh, I live here, so I'm just going to sit in this seat.
Yes, in the full uniform that he was dancing around with on that stage.
Oh my God.
Well, I can promise everyone that Music Talk will not be happening next week for Kanye. Maybe we'll do a little Kanye update at some point. But I don't honestly know if I can listen to that album again.
I definitely cannot.
It's not good. It's bad. All right. Well, before we get into today's music, do you want to talk some Disney stuff?
Oh yeah, we got a lot of Disney to talk about today.
Yeah, and if this was 2 days ago, this would have been a very different show.
Oh,
very
yeah.
Very different.
Most definitely. So, yeah, because we got all the news between Thursday and Friday.
Well, no, because I am going to Disney in September, and they just announced the mask thing again, and I was very upset.
Yeah. So Disney is now... So as of today, and the day this comes out, it'll be 2 days after, but they're reinstating the mask mandate at both Disneyland and Disney World for when you're indoors. When you're outdoors, you don't have to wear one, but indoors, you gotta mask up.
For now. Here's the thing. The reason I was so upset, and before, I want to clarify my upsetness, because, one, it sounds like the employees wanted it, and I applaud Disney for looking at the information given to them, hearing their employees, and actually trying to keep the environment safe. Like, I'm fully on board for that. So I don't want people to be like, oh, Bradley on the Disney College Podcast doesn't agree, you know, with what they're doing. It's not that. I'm just super annoyed because, you know, this could have been avoided. That's all I got. I don't want to, not that it should be a political thing, but go get vaccinated. What else is there to say? I really do wish that they did something like, oh, bring your vaccination card or something like that. I mean, I guess the new variant does spread or whatnot, but it just would have, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. They're not really using that. I guess they're not really enforcing it.
I think it's a Florida thing. I think they're not allowed to ask for it. I'm probably wrong on that. But It's just when you're so used to not wearing one, and then you're suddenly told, like, hey, remember that thing? Well, you're going to be in really warm weather, and you're going to have to wear a mask, and, like, there is, I don't know. I guess if it keeps the employees safe, that's all that really matters. That's what I want to. But what I'm trying to say is this would have been a very angry show on if we recorded this on Wednesday or whenever it was announced, because I was pissed.
Yeah. It's all good. Also, speaking of the cast members, Disney is also saying that, I'm pretty sure it said it was all hourly and non-union cast members. They all have to be vaccinated by the end of September if they want to keep working there.
Which is great. I mean, I don't know legally if they can really do that. I think they can. I mean, it's their company. But, like, that was kind of, that made me feel a little bit better today, because I was like, oh, well, they have to get vaccinated now. Like, the people that are kind of slowing it down, like, Disney's getting tired of it too, it shows, so.
Yeah. Yeah, they're trying to push forward with their 50th anniversary, so.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I'm hoping everything stays open, but I don't really have a lot of faith in that after. I mean, I thought masks were done, so. I don't know.
But just stay cautiously optimistic about it and see what happens.
I mean, like, we've said where we live here. Is North Carolina, are there still masks there? Or, like, what's the status down there?
It's hard to say, really. I think they're similar to everywhere else where they've moved away from masks. Like, they say, like, you know, they're following it. Like, outside, you don't need one. Indoors, it depends on the location. But they haven't officially put something in where they're like, oh, you should definitely wear a mask indoors. But seeing how other places are doing it, I'm sure we're going to have it soon.
Yeah, I mean, we're completely unmasked now in Massachusetts. So it's just more of a... And then the other problem is, like, this is all minor problems. I don't want people to get sick. So it's not, yes, I know, this is to our listeners. I know that I am coming off as a, oh, poor me, I'm paying for a vacation. Now I have to wear a mask. Obviously, I want people to stay safe. So it's that comes first. I'm just, you know, using the platform to mope. But I also, like, I get really panicky with rides where, like, even on Star Tours, where they kind of blow the wind in your face to make it seem like you're doing hyperspeed or whatever. And I feel like the mask is going to make that worse, but we'll see.
I mean, to be fair, I was down there a little bit before I headed out, and it wasn't too bad. It depends on the ride, really.
Yeah.
I know the part where, like, where the scents are, that kind of, it gets stuck in your mask a little bit.
Like, scents? Like, what do you mean, scents?
Like on the Figment ride, like, when you go through, like, the skunk area, like, it kind of, it lingers more.
Oh, okay. I'm all in on masks now. I'm all in. I'm okay with it.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Figment's fart can stay in my face for the whole day. Is it a fart? Is that what it is?
It's a skunk. He skunks.
Oh. All right. Well, I guess also in Disney news, the park flooded?
Yep. Magic Kingdom flooded, and people were treating it like a water park.
Oh, that's gross.
I think I read something they were doing like a slip and slide kind of thing, which, yeah, that's gross.
Who would,
I mean, it's hot. It's Florida. You got to stay cool somehow.
Oh, God.
People want to do that. Let them do that.
I could see walking through it, but like playing in it, like, ugh.
I mean, at least they weren't drinking it. I hope they weren't drinking it.
No, there was like a couple people. You know there were. There have to be.
Probably. It's like, oh, I'm not paying $3 for water. I'm going to drink the water on the ground. It's got a nice earthy taste to it.
Mm. The funny part about what you just said is that it is definitely not $3 for a water.
How much is
a water at Disney World? Let's see.
Last I checked, last I was there, it was $3.50.
Really? That's actually not that bad. Yeah, it's still $3.50. That's not terrible. It's not great. And it's Dasani, and Dasani is the worst.
Yeah.
Dasani tastes like it has, like, salt in it. Did you ever notice that?
It has a weird kind of taste to it, yeah.
I think that's
the one. I will tell you something funny. At my work location, before I was there, but, like, around New Year's Eve, I was being told that people would come up and buy, like, whole cases worth of Dasani water bottles.
Why?
I don't know. Because, like, the group they had, it's just, like... But when you think about it, like, you can get a whole pack for like $4 or $5.
But you can't bring it to the parks, though, can you?
I think you can.
Oh.
Yeah, people bring their own water bottles. People bring their own food to like have lunch at tables.
Oh, sweet. I might be doing that then. I found a whole website about why Dasani water is bad. It has magnesium sulfate in it.
That doesn't sound very good.
It can cause malformation in embryos that may lead to birth defects. That's why. Even trace amounts of magnesium sulfite on the tongue may lead to thirst. That's why I always feel thirsty after it.
It's the water, the unquenchiest water. It's unquenchable.
Oh, it is. Rip. Did I use rip right?
Yep, you did.
Contains potassium chloride. That sounds bad. It's bad for the environment. I'm not reading that part, but I would imagine. This is the Coke brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Disney runs with Coke. Not like the drug Coke, like, you know, Coca-Cola. Whatever. They don't list Coca-Cola on their website, which does not seem legal. About us? This is now the Dasani water investigation. Oh, they're planning to turn it into an aluminum can. I don't care. Your water still sucks.
Yeah, not a fan.
Yeah, it's the Coca-Cola company. I think right here, right now, we need to get Disney to pledge to switch from Dasani.
Well, they'd have to switch entirely from Coke. Coke would be like, what the heck?
Well, I mean, it says on... I don't know how true this is. This is just on Google. And the article is from 2004. But Dasani is banned from Europe.
Oh.
Yeah. The healthiest water brand is Essentiala. Essentiala?
Oh, never heard of them.
Yeah, me neither. In other Disney news, should we just move on from Dasani?
Yeah. Dasani's
the worst. Scarlett Johansson is suing the Walt Disney Company.
That she is.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that one.
It's weird. Because I'm pretty sure... I think this is her last movie with Marvel before she's free of her contract. And apparently, like, she's doing it because they split it between the release between movie theaters and Disney Plus. her salary only comes from the box office at the movies.
Well, I think she was supposed to earn extra at the box office because a lot of the big actors will take a cut of the costs or the box office instead. As well as her typical, I think they said she got $20 million from it. And she plans on, she would have got more. But I don't know how much better the movie would have done. Especially, like, can you imagine if they had to keep pushing the movie back?
Yeah, it would have been terrible.
Like, people were, that's the reason. Like, I don't think movie theaters should have stayed open, but that's the reason nobody went to see it, or people did for the first week, but because, like, they waited for 2 years.
Yeah. Also, you want to know something crazy?
You saw it? Is that the crazy thing?
Oh, well, you did. I did.
In theaters or on?
Yep, we saw it in theaters. So this is kind of a spoiler. So if you want to skip ahead like 2 minutes, you probably should. But if not.
Yeah, if you're only here for the Billie Eilish stuff, I'd give us like 30 minutes. Not like 30 minutes from now, 30 minutes, like to when we hit 30 minutes. I'll just say that. Because that's, you know, that's what we do. That's what we do here.
That's accurate.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was supposed to come out in May of 2020. And the post-credit scene was supposed to come before something happened in Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which came out this past spring. So the thing that happened in that, like, that series made no sense until you watched this one.
I'm surprised they did that. That's weird.
I mean, they couldn't. They would have done it just on Disney Plus before, but I feel like they really wanted to push that. Do it in theater. So.
Yeah, they're also. Emma Stone is reportedly thinking about suing. See, they should have done what Warner did. I mean, I don't know how good Warner did, but. They should have, I think Warner Brothers renegotiated all the contracts and stuff like that, so. I don't know. Who knows?
That would have been good.
I mean, it's something that I don't honestly, we'll have to see what comes of it. I mean, if it turns out that she did get a lot like of bonuses for it, because the movie didn't do well, like super well at the box office, so. If it turns out that she's just upset about that, then obviously I don't support that. But if it turns out Disney did, in fact, do something wrong, then obviously I want her to be able to get money or whatever.
Yeah.
But we'll see. There's probably going to be no more Black Widow appearances in any Marvel movie ever. So.
Yeah, I heard I saw a rumor that she might try to go over to DC now, which that'll be interesting, as like a Poison Ivy or something.
Huh, that'd be weird.
Yeah, nothing set in stone, though, so we'll see what happens.
Huh. Yeah, a lot of people are going to DC. I mean, James Gunn has, not Guardians, Suicide Squad coming out next week. So he did the Guardians movies. Anyway,
I think he's one of the first people that's bounced back and forth between DC and Marvel.
Yeah,
because they typically, when you sign a contract with Marvel, you can't work for other companies like DC.
Yeah, and I think you'll see him do Guardians and then ditch DC Marvel again. I think them firing him was like it hurt him kind of.
Yeah.
All right, James. Tell us about Ratatouille.
Oh, yeah. Our last. So I was kind of hinting at that with the Italian chicken. So Ratatouille's French, so I guess they're both European countries, I guess. So, you know. But anyways, Ratatouille's Rat-Filled Adventure. I don't even know the name of it. That ride is...
Is that what it's actually called?
Oh, hang on. Let me look at the thing. Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. That is the official name for it.
That's the dumbest name ever. Why not they just call it Ratatouille Adventure?
No, they got to have an extra R in there. Make it rhyme. Make it spin. But that ride is opening on October 1st.
Oh, so right after I leave.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of stuff for the 50th.
I know. I think it's good that we're getting in before, you know, everything leaves forever or whatever. I don't know. You know, I'm happy I'll get to see Happily Ever After again. And then next time, I mean, I still haven't been on Toy Story Mania, so, you know. It's when I get to it. What would be really cool though is if I ended up being able to go on it early, because it said that some guests are going to get to go on it early. Couldn't tell you how, but maybe I'll just stand by the ride all day and hope.
Just like put up a camera or something and just do like a still motion or one of those time pass things.
Yeah. Just sit there and be like, all right, how about now? For some reason, I found an article listing every death or injury from Walt Disney World in the past 3 months. So that's fun. Someone hurt themselves on Haunted Mansion. Spaceship Earth, someone passed out. The Steamboat Springs. Oh, that's probably a water ride. Someone hurt themselves. Someone had a seizure after Flight of Passage, and that is it.
Yeah. That's kind of rough. Also,
Joe Biden is officially in the Hall of Presidents.
Is he really?
Yep, they made his animatronic. And park hopping, I don't know how true this is, because it's from CBS 46. But park hopping is coming back starting January 1st. So you don't to request stuff. Yeah. So hopefully that happens. Did we finish talking about Ratatouille, or did I completely jump over?
I mean, yeah, it was just that it was coming, and then it was part of the 50th anniversary.
It's so weird that the ride's been done for, like, 6 months, and it's just kind of, like, hanging there.
Yeah, they've been talking about it for a while. I think it was announced back in, like, 2019.
Well, the thing is, I read it's done. Like, it's been done since, like, December or something like that. Like, people have ridden it.
Yeah, and they're just... I mean, it's kind of a good thing to hold it off till just have like add one more thing to the celebration.
Yeah, where is this ride even located at Epcot?
It's in the France Pavilion, which makes sense. It's like I don't even know where it would go. Like if I used to go to the Yacht and Beach Club a lot, which is behind Epcot, and you could always see there was like a massive building, like in the back of France. So. Somehow there's a way to get there.
Huh. Well, here's the good news. I do have to admit my mistake. Jelly Rolls is a Disney thing.
I was right?
You were.
Yay! Right. Yay!
Yeah. All right, moving on. And we'll forever forget that moment.
Never to be spoken again.
Yeah, if anybody happens to know how to get us on that ride, you know, hit us up.
Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah. All right. Well, this episode is titled Music Talk. Oh, we didn't hit 30 minutes yet. Well, anyway, this episode is titled Music Talk. Let's talk music. We should have a theme song right here that goes...
We should get Billie Eilish to do a theme song for us.
Yeah, just whisper in the background. With like a small little beat going.
Yes.
So let's talk first. First, I will throw out there the Chunk No Captain Chunk album just came out. If you've never heard of them, go check it out. It's their first album in, what, 6 years?
I think. Yeah, 6 years.
It's pretty good. The singles are great. The rest of the album is pretty good. It's fun. I guess that's what all you can ask for. I don't think it's something that I'm going to be... I don't know. Just go check it out. I don't even want to talk negative about it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, if you're a fan of Warped Tour music, you're definitely going to like them. And I'm really bummed that... Like, I'm glad they finally came out with it, but I wish it came out earlier and they could have gotten on, you know, like maybe the last year of Warped Tour, played some of these songs live. That would have been...
Well, that was the plan. Initially, they were... None of these songs were written until last year. Except for Blame It On This Song. All these songs were... Essentially, they got an offer to do a tour, and Fearless Records was like, you can do this tour, but like, we really suggest you put an EP or an album out, or a single at least. And they were like, oh, all right. And so they started working on the EP, and then the world shut down.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, you know what they did? They turned it into an album. So hey,
I'm all for it. More songs.
Yeah. And it's good. It's fun. So I think I'll enjoy it more. I don't know. I think it came out at a rough time because I was all pissy about the mask thing, but I'm sure a lot of these songs will work their way into, I was going to say something into my heart, but that sounds way too aggressive. Yeah, all in all, go check it out. If leading into other Warped Tour bands, All Time Low just put out a single right before Sad Summerfest. It's called PMA, I believe.
Yep.
Which stands for Postmodern Anxiety. James, what did you think of this song?
I liked it. It made me very happy. It has that classic All Time Low jam vibe. And it feels like they incorporated a lot of elements from Dirty Work, Don't Panic, and Wake Up Sunshine, which I really liked.
You see, I like it. But it might just be the case of, like, just being in a bad mood this week, relatively. It wasn't my favorite, though. I feel like it's not nearly as good as any of the songs on Wake Up Sunshine. And it's not a B-side. Like, it's a new song that they wrote, which it's seemingly the lead single from an EP that is going to be coming out.
That's what I was going to ask, because like, the video has a lot of sunshines in it, so I didn't know if that was, like, they were going to do a deluxe album or, like, an EP, like, B-sides kind of thing.
Nobody cool they got... knows. Nobody knows yet, unfortunately. But someone said that they went and saw, like, the warm-up show that they did. And it's all different setups and stuff. So it seems like this is going to be its own thing. Like an anti-Wake Up Sunshine. So you'll probably see them drop an EP or an album like later in the fall because they're going on tour. And it looks like the artwork for this also does look like a looks like an EP cover as well. But I don't know. I feel like ever since Monsters became a hit, the two songs are trying to, like, Once in a Lifetime and this are trying to mimic Monsters in a sense. While also containing the other stuff. It's just, I don't think they're hitting as hard. I don't know. Maybe it will, maybe I'll change my mind when I'm seeing them at Sad Summer Fest in like a week or two. Or a month, not a week. So who knows? I don't know. Maybe I'll change my mind. But for now, it's kind of a shruggy D for me.
A shruggy D?
A shruggy D.
I give it a big D.
Yeah. That's good. I know it'll grow on me. One more single. I didn't ask you to listen to this one, but there's also a new single from Paris out called Monster, I believe. Didn't really like that one. They're from where I went to school, and I'll always give them a chance. I saw them before the V was in their name live. Their first album's great. The second album's pretty good. Third album's okay. But it seems like there's no other band members at this point. So
they've gone full Panic at the Disco.
Yeah. But or I think the band member's still there. They just don't work on the creative stuff. So who knows? It's an okay song. It's different. It's just very pop, which is fine. What else? I listened to the Modest Mouse album. That was interesting. Tried to get through Bleachers. Couldn't make it through Bleachers. But so let's talk the big album of the week. The big album of the year for many people.
This was an album of the year?
For people. People are highly anticipating this album. You know how many Grammys her last album got?
I'm going to say like 17.
Like, I think 14.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah, it's called Happier Than Ever by Billie Eilish. I don't know why I hesitated there.
I think it worked. The little hesitation that worked.
The little hesitation. Do we hit the 30 minutes? 33 minutes. That's perfect. Perfect. So before we talk about it, I will say yesterday I turned this album on. And I jammed to it hard. Like, I loved everything about it. And then today I turned it on, and I didn't really like it. So keep that in mind as I'm talking about it. I had two very different experiences while listening to this album. But we'll let James go first. James, what are your overall thoughts on this album? And what is your history with the singer?
Well, I'm just, so I've only heard one song of hers before this. And as you probably may have guessed, it was it's Bad Guy, because it was all over the radio and stuff.
I never would have guessed that. No, I'm kidding.
It's not really my thing. It's like the best way I can describe it, it's pop music but made as jarring as possible.
Like trying to be edgy, kind of.
Yeah, like super edgy. Like I saw the video for it, and it's just like the rolling around, the like the spider walk, the demon walk backwards. I was like, oh, this is weird. It's not for me. I'm not saying it's like, and I think this is like listening to this album, it actually did make me think like you can't, like people are gonna do this. Like she did this. This is her thing. That's fine for her. It's just, it's not my music.
This album or the Bad Guy song?
I'm gonna say both.
Both. Now, did you expect it to be as kind of slow as it was?
I had no expectations for this album. Actually, no, yes, I did. I thought it was kind of, it was still going to be like, I just knew it was going to be jarring. It was going to be pop and it was going to be jarring. I didn't expect it to be as slow as it was. And I think, honestly, like, that's one of my biggest criticisms of it is I felt like it was too slow.
Yeah, I can feel it. I think, because at first, like, looking at my notes, I didn't have the song titles in front of me, so I just wrote song one, song two, song three, song four. Like, looking at it, the first song, I was like, I like this. This is a jam. It's odd. It's an odd opening track, but it's relaxing. Like, I like it. And then we go on to song two. And even then, I'm pretty sure that was slow. There was a weird gurgle at the beginning, which
I had it as dog snarling.
Oh, is that what it was? I had the first time I heard this, I had one headphone in because I was at work. So it must have just been, I don't know. But I wrote, like, I like the vibe. But then we get to song three. And I started noticing, I was like, okay, this is more of the same. But I did also write, I don't dislike it.
I also felt that way. Like, here's the thing. I liked the background element of it. It was very smooth. It was relaxing. I didn't like the beat they added to it. And that's something that happened a lot on the for Nova, the third one.
Yeah.
I felt like there was a lot of, like, with this album, it comes in two parts. You have the first, like, minute and a half that's, like, a certain, like, speed, and then they add like a drum loop or some sort of remix to it, and it just kind of takes a huge left turn.
See, I don't want to skip too far down the track list, but that is actually one of the major problems I had with song 15, the title track, Happier Than Ever, because the first time I heard it, I thought it was two different songs. And then I had to look and be like, oh, this is the same song. And I think the second half of that song is really, really good. And the first half is okay. And I think the second half could be like a radio hit. But I feel like she intentionally put the slow part at the beginning so that it couldn't be a radio hit.
Yeah, it's very, it's artistic. I'll give it that. It's art.
So we move on to song four, which this is around the time that I started saying more of the same, kind of getting tired of this formula. I did comment and say, because I have heard her first album, and I did a long time ago, so maybe I'm wrong on this, but I did notice that unlike the first album where it's more of like lower singing and not mumbling the whole time, but very low singing, she is kind of singing louder this album.
Yeah.
More audible. I liked the beat change in this one, apparently. I did comment on that, but apparently this fourth song, which is My Future, was the lead single from this album.
Dang.
Which I did not know until I was looking. I thought it was a different song that I will tell you in a minute, but yeah, I did write in my notes that this album is holding my attention at this point, which is pretty cool. Wasn't expecting it. I thought I was going to turn this on and hate it. So
that's how I went into this and kind of continued throughout it.
Yeah. Song five, I just wrote, this is a cool ass beat. And then I said, the song is so weird, but I really like it. And then I said, this was my favorite on the album so far, which I don't know if I still believe. Because I heard it again today, and it did nothing for me.
Oh, I hated this song. Oxytocin.
Yeah,
it's literally like how it sounded. It was literally like a drug, the mix of the beat and the distorted singing. And then in the chorus, when she did that higher pitch singing, I was like, I could feel it like goosebumps going up my spine. I was like, oh, no.
Doesn't that mean it's a good song, though, if you're getting goosebumps from it?
Well, it's not a good kind. I don't like like that. I don't know. It made my skin crawl.
I think that's a good thing, James.
No. I mean, it kind of sounds like I was on a drug while I was listening to that, because the song's name is Oxytocin or something. I don't know. Oh,
it is Oxytocin.
I don't know. It's
Oxytocin. A hormone released. A hormone released by the a gland that causes increased contraction of the uterus during labor and stimulates the ejection of milk into the ducts of the breasts.
Interesting.
That's not what I thought it was.
Not what I thought it was either.
Are the lyrics about that? I will note, I didn't really listen to the lyrics because I was so kind of involved in what was happening and like the backgrounds and stuff. Although I did hear a lyric today that I'll comment on. All right, let's move on. Oh, this is a
gold wing.
Oh God, this is a very sexual song. I did not pick up on that. Oh.
Which one? Goldwing or Oxytocin?
Oxytocin.
Oh.
Well, so then we move to number six.
Goldwing.
I wrote that I could have done without this one. It seemed like more of an interlude, but I also did not hate it.
I like the beat they used in the second part. Like, I always felt like that second, what they did with the second part of the song didn't work. This was the first time it did work, but overall it was just meh.
Yeah. It feels like an interlude.
It's
just overlong. And I do have problems with that on this album. It happens a bit. Then we go into Lost Cause, which doesn't really seem like it fits on this album. It seems, maybe it does.
I mean, I can see that. It feels very different from all the songs before it.
Which is fine. And this was the first song I actually liked, like the first single I liked, because this is the third single, I think. So I had heard this one before. I knew it was coming. I think it's, to me, I thought it was them trying to do another version of Bad Guy. But in the context of the album, I don't actually believe that anymore. I also accidentally listened to the clean version instead of the normal version. So, yeah, I think that was the only song that I messed up on, but yeah, no, I like this one. It's not my favorite. I'll tell you, we'll have you guess at the end which one my favorite was.
All right,
so now we're on number eight, which is Haley's Comet. I didn't hate it, but this was another one that I felt like it was weird after being an upbeat song.
Yeah.
And then there's a part in the song where the vocals end. It feels like that's where the song should end. And then they add an interlude.
Yeah.
And I was like, can you just separate the interludes? I hate having to. Interludes are annoying. I mean, there's a Fall Out Boy song where there's a massive interlude at the end of it. And I'm like, this ruins the song.
It did. Honestly, I thought this was, out of all the songs on this album so far, this was one that her singing matched with the instrumentals.
Yeah,
I like it worked. That. And then that interlude at the end was just no.
Especially when it leads into another interlude.
Yeah.
Which I did write in about song 9 that it sounds like something that would be played at a concert while you're waiting for her to come out. Or, like, in between songs. And that's because it is. I had wondered where I heard that before. And she did a whole thing at her show about body positivity. So as much as I hated that this, like, where this was placed on the album and everything like that, I can't personally rank it because it was a good message. And do I think it should be on the album? Probably not. But it's not my album, so.
Yeah. Like, I can understand why it was there, but at the same time, it felt like, why is this here?
Yeah. Especially after another interlude. Just.
Yeah, there was no flow there. Also, I was kind of disturbed when she whispered, but I feel you watching. I was like, oh.
I think it's from.
Are you here right now with me while I'm listening to this? Is this like an outer body experience?
Essentially, like, James is afraid that Billie Eilish is going to be under his bed tonight.
Probably.
James is going to be like, these lyrics, I'm terrified.
She's going to pop out and be like, I'm the bad guy. Dare.
I hated everything about that. All right, we'll quickly go through some of the other songs. Around song 10, which is called Overheated, is when I started saying, like, this one's kind of boring. It's more of the same. I did note that I might feel different about it when I read the lyrics, but so far, this one was one of my, like, the second time I was like, eh.
Yeah, I said pass on it. It was one of those I, like, was bored, didn't really listen to it, so I kind of just put it out of sight.
The thing with artists now is it's very much about streaming, so they put out as many songs as they can. And I mean, for all I know, she fell in love with a lot of these songs. But I could feel very different about that song, like, if it was placed in place of a different song. Like, if she condensed, like, the 16 songs on this album down to, like, 12, like, I probably would be raving about it. I don't know. Then again, I'm not Billie Eilish, so she can do whatever she wants.
Yep, so then that's exactly what she did.
She did, yeah. Does that make her the bad guy? No, that makes her a good person because she got to do what she wanted. I was trying to make a joke there, but then I realized that was a bad place to make a joke.
But
but then I did follow that up with, like, nothing negative to say about this album so far. It's not something I'm going to jam too often besides a few songs, but it's relaxing as fuck.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, I thought that way at first, and then it's just the constant, you know, changes halfway through the song. Like, I couldn't. Yeah.
It would be, I will say, I used to get scared as a kid, like, listening to music and hearing weird things in the background of the songs that I had never noticed before, like, as I was trying to fall asleep. This album would have caused so many nightmares.
I believe it.
And it's not like the second, every Lana Del Rey album besides the first one as soon as I turned them on, I fall asleep. And I was hoping this was another album like this, because, you know, I need some new bedtime fuel. And sadly, it wasn't. But so then we go to the third single, Your Power. I wrote again. oh, no, maybe that's the wrong song. Number 12. Oh, I wrote, this is the lead single. Or I thought it was the lead single. It wasn't. This was the second single or third single. When Dang. I first heard this song, like, I thought it was the lead single. I won't lie. When I remembered it being the lead single. When she announced her album, this was the song she put out to hype. And I heard it, and I was like, this is how you're going to hype people for this album? In the context of the album, I think it works. But it sounds very similar to the rest of the songs, and I'm never going to come back to it. So...
yeah, I feel that. Also, I didn't even know this song was a single.
Yeah, this and My Future were two of the lead singles. And
that's so weird, because I had NDA and Therefore I Am as, like, the two singles, because they gave off the most energy as, like, those would be the things to carry the album before it's released.
Good news for you, because... NDA was the fifth single.
Oh, wow.
It was released on July 9th. Do you want me to list the singles in order?
Yeah, why not?
So it was My Future in July 30th, 2020. So a year before the album came out, essentially. And then it was Therefore I Am in November 2020. And then it was Your Power in April 2021. And then Lost Cause on June 2nd, and then NDA on July 9th. So you were kind of right.
Oh. Neat.
Which leads us into NDA. I like this song. It's different. I like the use of autotune, which a lot of her fans do not like that part. But it feels different, like, compared to the rest of the album. I don't think it's going to be a massive hit. It could be. It just has a very weird feeling to it.
Yeah. It embodies a lot of what I think what made Bad Guy catch on.
Yeah, it's taking chances. Like, the rest of the album isn't really taking chances, except for the weird song about boob milk. And Lost Cause. But I don't know. I like this one a lot. It weirdly gets stuck in my head. And that was the reason I knew the album was coming out, actually, because this song came out and I listened to it and I was like, oh, I like that. That's not bad. But the one thing I don't like, we'll let you talk about it. Do you have anything to say about NDA?
No, just that it embodies, you know, like, single energy, which, James, ironically, that's what it was.
James was checked out at this point. James doesn't do well with slow songs.
You're not wrong about that. Actually, yep. It's weird, because up until the Not My Responsibility song, I was like, ugh. Then I kind of, like, got into it, like, for the couple songs after that. And then after that, I was like, yeah, I'm done.
It's just long.
The 16 songs definitely factored into it.
I will say, so NDA leads into Therefore I Am. The transition sucks. it doesn't sound like it transitions. I know what they were attempting to do. Like, they were attempting to make it, like, flow into the next song. But it's a different tone that they use at the end of NDA, so it doesn't work into transitioning.
Yeah.
But another song I love is Therefore I Am, which I heard about a year, 6 months ago. And that song, the song was on repeat for a bit because it was really catchy. I would argue NDA and Therefore I Am are my two favorite songs on this album. I know we were going to have you guess, but I think it's pretty obvious that they were my two favorites. I like the upbeatness. They feel like they haven't been done. You know what I mean? They feel very different. Same thing with Lost Cause. Oxytocin also feels really different, but not in a great way. What were your thoughts on this song, James?
Wait, which one?
Therefore I Am.
I wasn't a fan, and I can't remember why I said that, but I don't know.
Did you not like the weird distorted vocals in the background of the chorus?
That might have been it. That might have been the thing that did it.
Oh man, you're not gonna like the next Away Team single then.
We'll see what happens.
I'm just kidding. We still haven't written it. No, actually, we're sitting
you
down
got me
to
there.
We're sitting down to write and record an entire song next week and release it within that week. If it's anything like the demos that Dan was playing, Dan, who is part of my band, The Away Team, which you can find at The Away Team Cult on all social medias, wrote a song last night about wanting to name your dog, not your dog personally, but anybody's dog, because he doesn't have a dog of his own. So he just starts listing names. So, you know, you could hear something like that. You could hear something like the song I was working on. What was I calling it? Denzel Washington. But you're probably going to hear something completely different than that. So, you know, keep an eye out on social media.
Do it. Do that thing.
So then we get to just jump right back in. Then we get to number 15, which is Happier Than Ever, which is the song that I was complaining about earlier and how slow it kind of is at the beginning. Then it's like a different song for the second half, which I think the second half is a jam. But I think this would have been this would have been a good album closer.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
The album should have ended after this song, which that's not to say anything bad about the next song, but I think this has that, like, all right, the album's done vibe. Whereas, like, the song after it, I didn't realize that my Spotify was on repeat, and I didn't realize that the album started over after the final song. So I think this is a stronger ending, and even with that weird beginning, with the slow beginning, if it was the final track, I would have been like, yes, that works. But it's one of the better songs to me on here. The final song, though, has a good message as well, I believe. But because I didn't listen to the lyrics.
It's not a closer.
No. It sounds like one that she just liked and put on here. Like tacked on at the end. But who knows? The message is pretty good, if I remember. I didn't listen to the lyrics the first time. And then today I was listening and she's talking about porn for the first half of it. So
I think I do recall that.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's just jump into it, James. Is it better or worse than Donda?
Well, Donda wasn't even finished, so not sure how you can make the comparison
there. Are you saying that we're going to have to do a...
That's not what I'm saying.
We listen to the finished version of Donda.
No.
A Music Talk 10, Donda. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying. That is not what I'm saying at all. Everybody, abort mission.
Next week, make sure next week you check in. No, we can't do next week because I am going to be writing and recording a song in one day that night that Donda comes out. So we will not be recording that night. But
yeah, final thoughts. It's not for me. It's too slow, too timid. Like, I feel like if she vocalized more, it would have worked.
That's funny. She does in the song.
Oh.
Or in this album compared to the first album. You'll have to listen to some of the first album. It's it's different. Now, the one thing, I don't think this will change your mind on the album, but did you know that this is her and her brother? They write and record all these songs in, like, her room.
Yeah. Yeah, her and Phineas. That? Yeah, her and Phineas.
Yeah. Which is, Phineas just worked with All Time Low, actually.
Oh, really?
So I'm curious to see what comes of that, but
I think there's a collab in the future.
They were collabing. They showed like a they were in a studio.
Oh.
Now, compared to Hobo Johnson, what are your thoughts on this?
It's I don't think anything can be worse than actually. I think Donda's under Hobo Johnson because, again, that still hasn't been finished. But I'd say this is better than Hobo Johnson.
I think what we got to do at the end of the year is revisit all the music talks that we did.
Oh,
and like, rank the albums.
Oh, no.
I think that would be so much fun. The ultimate music talk.
Ooh-wee.
So on the scale of D's, what do you give this?
I give it a shruggish D.
I give it a oxytocin D. Just kind of like, you know, I don't know what that word means, so I don't want to use it. Let's look at the other ones. I don't know. I give it a, the first time I liked it a lot, D, but the second time I didn't like it as much, D. But I don't think I'll come back to any of the songs, except for maybe the title track and the poppier stuff. But yeah, a shruggy D. A good D stuff. That is getting older. I'm just listing song names now. D that didn't change its number. Billy Boss D. D's future. Oxy Deaton. D-Wing. Lost D. Haley's D. Not my D. Overdeeded. Everyone D's. Your D. NDA. NDA. D4IM. Happier D ever. D fantasy.
It's funny how that works with so many of these song names.
Well, I mean, any band, like, name an artist, I'll go in and...
All American, All American Rejects.
You know what? We're going to do Kanye.
Oh.
We're going to do Kanye. We're going to review that Kanye album, even if it's a bonus episode. It's happening.
I'm just going to nod in agreement with what you say. I can't bring myself to. Also, I just want to take a minute to say, did you know he's, like, doing another preview of that album at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
And guess who got us both tickets?
Oh, we're going to Atlanta now?
Live, yeah. We'll do a live show while we're...
Yeah. He'll probably look up in the audience and, like, start freaking out. He'll either storm out or he'll, like, jump in the stands and, like, try to punch us.
Yeah, that's the last time I ever sit there and go, let's do, whenever Kanye announces an album, like, I'm never saying we're doing a music talk on Kanye again unless the album, like, is printed and ready to go. So, but I might actually rename the last episode to be Music Talk 9 and this be Music Talk 10. Because we did talk about Kanye a lot, so.
We did. We spent about half the episode about what he did in the stadium, why it's not done, will it ever be done? I don't even think it's going to be done next week. I severely am against that it's going to be done.
What's going to be done?
The album.
Oh, I don't think it's coming out next week. You know why it didn't come out this week, right?
Because it's not done.
No, because the Billie Eilish album is coming out, and he didn't want to compete with her.
Oh.
That's 100% the reason.
That makes more sense.
He would never say that. He's still working on it to him, but, you know, that's the reason.
So, he considers himself God of music, so it'll come out when he feels like, when it's ready.
The most terrible thing is because we're not, like, we haven't talked about recording time yet, but we probably won't be able to address if it actually comes out in the next episode, because who knows when it comes out on Friday, you know? So maybe I'll make the promise that if it does come out the very beginning, I'll be like, Kanye's album's out. We'll call it Dawn. The last episode is now called Music Talk 9, Donda Part 1.
Oh, God. Yay.
Donda Part 2 will be a... maybe that will be one of the episodes we record before. Anyway, it's been, what, an hour and 7 minutes, according to my recording time. James, tell them about Toga Tips.
Well, if you guys are interested in the Pokemon video game series, you should come check out my YouTube channel called Toga Tips. We talk about the Pokemon games, news updates, and all that fun stuff. Kind of getting to an interesting point. The summer is coming to an end, so got a lot of cool stuff coming in the next, like, month-ish, kind of. I don't know where I was going with that.
James and I are going to be having a reunion soon. It will not be televised or even talked about in the recording when it happens. But yeah, like the time that. Oh, did you get a new logo?
I did.
Oh, nice. Where'd you get that?
My brother and I made it.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, thank you.
It surprised me. I didn't. Everybody go check out James's YouTube channel. Check out his new logo. He put out a video on the day that we recorded this called Ultra Unlock 2 Space Week Guide Pokemon Go. So go check that out.
It may or may not have references to Space Jam.
Oh, no.
I'm totally kidding. It doesn't.
All your really short videos get insane amount of views. Do you think if we made this podcast 52 seconds long, we get 2,300 views per episode?
It's possible.
All right.
Anything's possible.
Well, we will be back next week, obviously, because we've only missed 1 week in the past year. So you can expect that we will be back again, you know, because we always are. If you want to follow us, hit up our Instagram page at DCollegePod. Let us know how much you disagreed with our review of Billie Eilish's album, because we all know it's going to get so many Grammys, and our Shruggish D is not a Grammy. James, leave them with something.
Something, huh?
Leave them with you going on and buying tickets to the Tonto. I can't believe he's doing another one.
I said I thought the exact same thing when you I saw get it on one Facebook. Album
premiere. Kanye, you know what? I'll leave it. I'll leave people with stuff. Kanye, why?